Shares of Tesla took off today after CEO Elon Musk said he's considering taking the company private. The electric car maker went public in 2010, but Musk has struggled to convince investors that he's on track to meet production numbers. Let's bring in WBUR business reporter Callum Borchers. Callum, some people thought Elon Musk was trolling his Twitter followers today when he made that announcement. What do we know so far?
Well, his follow-up tweet would seem to be a confirmation that he knew exactly what he was doing.
He just tweeted, "Good morning," with a smiley face.
Of course, his Twitter behavior has been somewhat erratic in recent months, but I think what we see here is perhaps consistent with a pattern in recent months, a second pattern, which is that Musk has been buying back Tesla stock of his own.
Mm. And is that just because he doesn't want to be accountable to investors who are looking at the production numbers and saying they're not enough?
I tell you, it sure sounded like it on the earnings call in May, right? It was sort of a memorable earnings call. And how often can you say that? They're usually quite dull. And he was very contentious, didn't like the pushback he was getting from some analysts. And I remember seeing one on CNBC afterwards saying, listen, if you don't like being accountable with these questions, well, then just take the company private. Maybe that's what he's going to do.
That's what he's doing. Okay. Tesla aside, when you look at the sales of new cars in general right now, almost every major automaker reported falling retail sales in the month of July. Ford's numbers were off 10%. Last month, it was even worse at Nissan, where sales dropped 15%. What's going on?
I think there's a few things. One, the overall numbers being dragged down by sedans in particular. So trucks and SUVs are actually going up for the most part. Gas is still pretty cheap, Jeremy, and so people don't mind buying the gas guzzlers. New car sales were up in the first half of the year, maybe spurred by the tax cuts at the end of last year. And keep in mind, too, that overall auto sales broke records the last couple of years, then finally pulled back. Maybe we're just seeing
a
correction.
Can't stay that high forever. And there's also used cars in the used car market. The CEO of Group One Automotive says his company saw record earnings last quarter because used car sales were up 11%.
Yeah, and that's sort of consistent with an industry trend. The demand for used cars are going up. In fact, the price is finally ticking back up. The Associated Press did an analysis recently showing that about $500 is the increase in the average price of a used compact this year.
That's Callum Borchers, a business reporter with WBUR. Callum, thank you.
Glad to be with you.